This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. Last year, you may remember, a year ago today, a temporary store worker at Walmart was killed in Long Island after a sale sent people trampling through the store. He died from his injuries. That incident made stores around the country look at the ways that they can keep their customers and their staff safe on Black Friday. Takeaway correspondent Femi Okeh is at the Green Acres Mall at the scene of last year's accident. Hi to Femi.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
So we said that the retailers themselves are thinking about security, but you talked with shoppers, too. Here's Walmart shopper Tony Wright.
Last year, it was a total riot. As compared to this year, it is much better. The organization, as far as the lines, is, but I still feel that they knew Black Friday was coming, and I feel they should have had more of the supplies and appliances in stock.
Okay, so he's not, it sounds like he's less concerned about security as he is about having what he wants to buy on the shelves.
Well, I asked him this, Celeste. He was with his two sisters, and they were from Queens, Jamaica, and Tony there was from Huntsville, Alabama. And he was really disappointed because he'd been in line. I met them about 3 a.m. in the morning. He'd been in line for over an hour. They couldn't get into the store. The store was already packed, and people had got there much earlier yesterday. And they were coming along the line and telling people, security guards were telling people, well, this TV is out of stock and this laptop is out of stock. They loved the fact that it was organized and they weren't being crushed, but hated the fact they were not going to get the goods they'd come out to buy.
Okay, well, maybe bad news for the shoppers, but good news for the economy that there's that many people there. The security issue, Walmart's the only story that's thinking about this, right? Other retailers have been concerned about security as well.
Absolutely, and the National Retail Federation actually put out a couple of guidelines a few weeks ago, and their concern was really about crowd control, about retailers really understanding things like where are your exits, where are your toilets, making sure that they've got extra staff and security.
And we have Joseph LaRocca from the National Retailer Federation here.
You may see some extra staff. You find retailers that might be changing their hours or even running some promotions in advance with some different language about product availability or offering refreshments.
What kind of things are they doing, Femi, to kind of keep people from crowding in?
Well, the stores that really have to be concerned are the electronics stores. So Best Buy has a long line and a yellow tape all the way around Best Buy, very large stores here at Green Acres Mall. Target also has similar crowd control. Walmart have barriers and the sort of security that you see at pop concerts and sporting events, and police cars were there as well. The mall in general is actually pretty busy. It's like a normal Saturday afternoon, so it's pretty busy, but that's unusual for a Friday morning, of course. So the other stores are doing okay. It's really the stores where they've got electronic goods and computers and major discounts. They're the ones that have got the sort of security that you expect at a major event.
Do you think, Femi, that the crowds are still there? Are people going to stick around quickly in order to buy what they need to buy? Are they going to wait?
I'm sorry, let's do that one more time.
Do you think that people are going to hang around in these lines and wait to get what they want to buy quickly?
Oh, yes, they absolutely have. They've waited 9 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. People are just coming out from being in the store from 1 a.m. in the morning. These are dedicated shoppers on Black Friday.
Okay, Femi Okeh, our takeaway correspondent. She's at the Walmart on Long Island today taking a look at Black Friday lines, which she says are snaking around the building.